On Fridays, Julie and Tony Hook make blue cheese in their Minner Point plant, in particular a unique double cream blue cheese.
Most blues in the U.S. are crumbly blues to be used for salads, but ours is more smooth for cooking or on steaks or sandwiches.
The Hooks and five other small manufacturers are featured in a cleverly titled documentary, Living on the Wedge, Wisconsin's artisan cheesemakers. Tony Hook says he's making four times more than when he made cheese for a mass market, but he's concerned that California produces more milk than Wisconsin.
They still have not overtaken us on pounds of cheese produced, but they may do that within the next 4 or 5 years also. I still don't think they'll ever be able to beat our quality.
So far, the Hooks haven't seen the documentary they're in, but they will at Sunday night screening. There, Chicago chefs will pair up with the Wisconsin cheesemakers to provide some creative appetizers. Jeannie Carpenter is spokesperson for the Dairy Business Innovation Center. It and the Milk Marketing Board contributed $20,000 to produce this film. Carpenter says it's one way to compete with the aggressive way California markets cheese.
Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board's budget, it's very small compared to California. To give you an example, the amount of money that California spends on that national Happy Cows promotion, that's the same amount as the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board's entire annual operating budget.
The Happy Cows, isn't it?
Those darned Happy Cows. We have Happy Cows in Wisconsin, too.
Carpenter says negotiations are in the works to get the 30-minute Living on the Wedge program on television stations, hopefully public TV. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.